Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. This is part one of our 2024 NSL season preview, as we're going to be hearing from all the teams ahead of Saturday. Getting things underway at 11 is Stars v Rhinos. Joining us from Stars is Joe Tripp, Gabby Marshall and Lefebvre Redderman. Question one to you all, really. How excited are you that the 2024 season is finally here?
I'll start off. I'm bloody excited. I think three season is a very, very long time. The time before Christmas is, definitely a long time. So, it's good that we're heading into games now and we can start putting what we've been practicing onto court.
Joe, last season you mentioned about aiming to win a certain percentage of those games overall. Did you feel that your final place last season was justified?
Sixth with seven wins. It's quite low on the wins. I definitely think it was deserved, though. I think we held off teams really well last season and we challenged those top four teams. We had five games. We lost by about 6 points or less. So, yeah, I think it was really, really well deserved.
What's support been like from local businesses leading into 2024 season?
So we've got a lot more sponsors on, which is exciting for the group. Definitely building. I know the girls get recognised locally a little bit as well, which is a lot of fun. Quite a lot of them are now based around Worcester or close enough to Worcester. So, yeah, the support has been fantastic.
Gabby, overall, how have Stars been looking in pre-season?
Yeah, really strong. I think Joe's obviously recruited well in the off-season, and I think we've got a nice blend of returners but also new faces to the team as well. So I think the early stages of pre-season, it was about embedding those new players into our culture and into our way of playing. And although we've had quite an interrupted pre-season in terms of the personnel that we've had available through injuries and obviously international as well, so it's just been nice. This is probably the last couple of weeks is when we've had everybody back in training and back fit and firing. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting the season underway.
And Lefebvre, how you found Neve since she's joined?
I just love Neve. The first time that I met her, I was like, ooh, I will need to listen very carefully to what she's saying. But she's just an awesome person and a great teammate. And I just can't wait for the season just to see how she's going to do and just all the fun things on court and after court. She's a great person.
The English people struggle with her accent sometimes as well. So you've got more of a reason to struggle with her. Yeah, no stress.
Didn't you take part in a park run the other week? That's a bit extreme for team morale, isn't it?
That was me, Ziggy, Susie and Neve. It was so fun. Now, I mean, I think while we can still do it, let's do it. And it's still fun. And it was fun. It's just about fun and still just being fit and be ready for the games. But I mean, when we are in season, you need to just do spare your body and be ready for the next game. So it's just about managing your body.
Is the excitement still there as you lead into 2024?
Yeah, of course. I think last season we were in quite a nice position where there was almost no expectations on the group. I think we were a completely new team last season, obviously new head coach, and it was all about kind of finding our way and implementing our culture and our style of play. Whereas I think because we did so well last season, although we still think we could have done better last season, we did really well, and I think this season it has a completely different feel whereby we want to be challenging those top teams and we want to be a top team ourselves. So it feels different. There's a weight of expectation there, but that's purely from ourselves. That's not from any external parties. And I think that's a really nice position to be in moving into the 2024 season.
Yeah, and that recent game against Dragons as well, the pre-season, fairly close game to say the least.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think, like I say, that was the first time we had the whole 12 available. So it was really nice just to, we've still got people that are kind of returning from injuries, returning from little niggles and things that they've had. So it was a nice marker for us to see where we're at and start putting some combinations out there. Obviously, some have had longer time than others. And I think heading into the season, you want to have had a nice close pre-season game. Obviously, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to get the win, because we always want to win when we go out on court. But I'm more bothered about the wins that we put out there in the season that's coming. So fingers crossed we can get some on the board early doors and have a nice strong start to the season.
Lefebvre, we welcome Nicole into the league at London Pulse. What are some of her qualities? What will she bring to our Super League?
I think she will just bring her smarts and creativity. And she's also really a force and accurate shooter. So I think she will really fit well in with the London Pulse team.
You're already close friends with Siggy as well. So just having somebody like her in the side as well, how special will that be?
That is so special. It's nice to speak a little bit Afrikaans now and then. And she's just a fun person, but also extremely hardworking. So I just love her honesty and her commitment as well. I'm really looking forward to play alongside her this season as well.
Joe, people like Betsy, Susie too, will all bring qualities to the team in 2024, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what makes our team so exciting. I think we've gone from possibly having the least amount of depth last year to having the most this year. So it's kind of like a coach's dream, but also a bit of a nightmare at the same time. But just really blessed that, you know, everyone's come along for the ride, that everyone sees the vision that Stars have, and very excited to see, you know, some new faces out on court wearing the blue and the orange.
Team culture must be pretty good then. Looking forward to getting underway.
So we had a wonderful group. We kind of established ourselves as like the weirdos of the NSL last year. I think it's a really great space for everyone just to be themselves, to find themselves as well. You know, we've got some players at the moment that are, you know, kind of on that journey as well and finding themselves as people that are both off court and on court. And, you know, I'm still finding my feet kind of as a coach and quite a new dynamic this year with new expectations. Like Gab said, there is a bit of a weight this season, and there's maybe more expectation of myself as a coach, but also of the players and the group as a whole. So it's going to be a challenging season, but the culture's always been really, really strong. I think Gab's leads it really well. Neve's slotted right into the team. It's literally like she's been here for years in a really good way. So yeah, I know that it's led really, really well. Very transparent, very honest, and very excited to keep going with this group.
And you're still going to be playing as well?
Yep.
Good.
As long as the body holds up, yeah. Well, I'm absolutely loving coaching, but I'm also loving being on court. I think, you know, some of that is, you know, that ability to kind of guide the young ones like a Jazz while being on court with her. I think that's a really special place to be as a coach as well, but also then providing you know, kind of opportunities and sitting back, and, you know, that expectation has moved more to others to kind of take up those bibs and take up those roles as well. So I'm looking for a season where I can play both a little bit more than just the full being on full-time on court like I was last season.
That opener is against Rhinos. Do we factor into the Jeeva Mentor effect?
Yeah, of course. I think English fans are really excited to have Jeeva back in the league, and that's a testament to the legacy and her career that she's had out there as a whole. But I think as a collective, as Seven Stars, we're not thinking of Jeeva Mentor in isolation. We're thinking of Leeds Rhinos as a collective and how we're going to approach them and their defensive unit, also their attacking unit as well. So I think as an English player, I obviously have a lot of respect for Jeeva and what she's done for English netball. And I think for fans, it's fantastic to have her back in the Netball Super League. But I think from a Seven Stars perspective, we'll be looking at her and her game, but also Leeds Rhinos as a collective, because you can't underestimate them as a whole squad.
Lefebvre, are you looking forward to having people at home venues and home games just supporting you in the crowd?
Yes, I'm super excited for first home game against Sirens. It's going to be good. I'm just looking forward to everything, the home game and the away games. I'm really just looking forward to the season, so it's going to be good.
Joe, season opener, always a big, massive, special event.
So we're the first game, so we're first. I doubt we'll be there the whole day. In all honesty, I'm hoping they put, you know, all their effort kind of on court, that they can't stand around the whole day. They need to go home and get some rest for the next week coming. So, yeah, we'll be interested just to see. And obviously we'll be looking closely, you know, at the footage of, I think, Sirens, which is our next game post that. But, yeah, the girls can do whatever they want kind of after post-game, and some might stay on and some might go home. So
thanks for your time, everybody, and good luck for the rest of the season. Speak soon. Ziggy Burger is part of Stars alongside her fellow South African Lefebvre Radaman, who we've just heard from then. So what will it be like for her to play alongside her in the same side this season?
I'm not going to lie, I am absolutely buzzing for Lefebvre and I to play together. It's so weird because we have actually played against each other since the age of 6 years old, and no one actually knows that. Our big derbies, our schools were rivals, and she played goal defense when I played goal attack from the age of 13. So we go back to tiny tots. And so I'm super buzzed. And so she was defender, we played against each other. Then at county, or we call it provincial level, she was my center under 17. And then we both went to our different universities. That's where she turned into a goal attack. And we've had like a little bit of experience on training camps at least. So I cannot wait. I'm hoping we can really, have this dynamic duo. We're really great mates off the court as well. So I think that helps quite a lot.
How does Ziggy feel that Stars will take to the 2024 season?
We are definitely a team that are not, taking any prisoners. We are definitely coming in firing on all cylinders. Yeah, basically what anyone can expect to see from us is to keep possession and to turn as much ball as possible. So we are hoping to play really good net, super disciplined. And with that, obviously both teams start with zero, and it is in the end the team with the least mistakes that win. So we are coming in aiming to play really good netball and obviously keep possession. And all the turnovers obviously capitalize off that. So mathematically, because I work in finance now, so mathematically that should make that we win every match. And basically what you can expect are like really passionate girls that are, rearing, get out the starting blocks.
Juventus is part of Rhino's team that will be facing Stars in that opening game. So what did Ziggy make of her?
The England player that I admire the most has to be Jeeva Mental, 100%. I think Jeeva is absolutely amazing. Jeeva Mental started playing for England when she was 16 years old. She has been playing for the Roses consistently for 20 years. So Jeeva Mental, I mean, it's amazing. And her presence, like when she walks into a room, she just has presence. She's gotten an MBE. Wow. So yeah, Jeeva Mental, she's absolutely incredible. And she's such a great player. She's so tall. She does her job so well. She's so humble off court, growing so much. I think Jeeva Mental is probably someone I admire the most. No matter what achievements she's gotten, she's never gotten too big for her boots. So, when they won the Commonwealth Games, a lot of them very quickly became princesses. Jeeva Mental stayed humble through it all. But I have to also say another one I admire so much is Rachel Dunn. I'm a Dunn fan. She's got brains. Like, Dan is I think Rachel's a scientist or something. She is so smart and she's so good and she's so, like, chill, down to earth. Like, I admire Rachel Dan absolutely so much as well. So Rachel and Jeeva, iconic. Absolutely iconic.
Neve Cooper's joined Stars from Storm. So she told us more about their learning environment.
Every single day I'm learning something new, and I can maybe pass on a little bit of wisdom to some of the younger players. But to be honest, I'm learning from them just as much as they're learning from me. There's loads of new things that they're trying out. And I just think it's really important that no matter what level you've been at or what level you're at the minute, that we're all learning from each other. So we actually really have that strong environment, and there's no hierarchy of who is, more experienced or who's more senior. It's just we're a team. And if we can make each other better in whatever way, then we will.
Liana Liotta is Rhino's team manager, and she explained more about how she wants Rhino's to play this season.
When I got the role, my first thought was, how do I want to play? How do I want Leeds Rhino's to be known as? And when I thought about, I knew I wanted a target shooter because top four teams, they've got a target shooter that can score quickly. But what they didn't have in the Super League was a rotating circle. We had the target shooter, but then we could also play a rotating circle. So I'm still learning how to play with that and what works well with that. But then also, when I think about it defensively, I got a group that I knew could hunt ball early, win ball early. But then we also had, I suppose, like in Nicola Smith, the tall goalkeeper that could contest those tall target goal shoot. So once I knew who I wanted and what jobs I wanted, those are the people I went after. But yeah, for me, when I first started, I was looking at the style and brand I wanted Leeds Rhinos to play and finding those players that fitted that mould.
And what are some of those ideas that she's brought to training?
A lot of the structures and stuff I've implemented on the girls have all been new. Most training sessions, I'm trying to bring new ideas and things that they haven't really done before. So I also need to think about their development whilst they're trying to learn new things. It's hard to implement those at the same time. So I have been proud. There have been moments where I've seen like glimpses of what I want to see on the court. We just need a bit more consistency, but that will come with time. I know that I always knew this job would be tough for the first year, maybe year and a half, until the girls find their feet and we find the brand and style that we really want to play. So, yeah, two sides of it. On a personal note, probably frustrated because of me and just where I've come from and what I've achieved. But then when I reflect properly, no, there's been huge gains and we're sort of moving in an upward trajectory, but just slower than I thought.
How does Liana see Rhinos in 2024?
We're in a development stage. We're just trying to find our feet, find our identity. And then once we do, we can build from that. But then when we play teams of equal ability, I feel like our girls feel there's so much pressure. But for me, I just want them to go out there and enjoy it, play with that freedom, courage to go on things and try things. I think that's been a huge word that comes out of my mouth all the time, this courage, because I'd rather you try and fail than not try at all. So yeah, those have probably been my biggest learnings as a coach.
Jeeva Mentor will be part of Rhinos this season. So how did she spend her first day? She told their YouTube.
My first day, I got sort of driven around and taken around and just seen, I guess, the history and the legacy here, and not just about the netball programme, about and the influence that it's had in the community here. And that's what makes things so special, and it makes you sort of have the pride to be able to play your club. And so to be able to see that and know that it's a one club vibe, I'm really excited about that and embracing that over the next sort of few weeks and this season. And then with the netball, it's nice to see what Leanne has been able to sort of create, building a legacy, and the girls that have come in. She's got a great group here. There's so many sort of inspiring stories. There's so many accents to be able to get on board, but I'm excited to kind of just learn who they are as people and then see that sort of transition onto court and those connections really build.
How important will it be for Jeeva to come back and play in the Super League season for 2024?
I was looking forward to coming back and playing the English Super League. So I was speaking to a few different clubs, and I can tell you what, the first sort of couple of minutes I was sold on everything that Liana said. And I guess her passion just oozes through, and what she wants to do with this club and what she wants to do with netball in this community and building that legacy. And I think we were just on the same page in terms of making sure that you leave a place better than where you came in. And that's something that I've really sort of ridden on board to, and just I was just empowered by it and like sold straight away. So yeah, excited to be here finally, and excited to hopefully make a difference, and knowing that we can hopefully build a bit of a legacy, so this club's in a really rich place going forward long after we retire and move on.
Does Jeeva expect there'll be any differences in the league after all that time away?
I think it's going to be very different. I've already spoken, like the umpire and officiating, I think it'll be very different, but I think that's just the important thing, is that our game obviously is adapting on court, but we're making sure that we're growing it and improving it at every aspect. I'm looking forward to being able to sort of connect with the fans that have been so sort of welcoming and supportive of me over my career, and especially from being afar as well across socials. So to be able to sort of meet them one-on-one and have that connection, I think will be great. And I think being part of the Leeds Rhinos, it's something completely new, and for me, I'm all about those challenges and just sort of getting yourself out of your comfort zone and making sure that you grow and adapt too.
Sarah McPhail is also new to Rhinos, and she's been sharing more on what it was like when she got the call from Liana.
I'm honestly so excited. When I got the call from Liana, I was just honestly ecstatic. I'm so excited to be coached by Liana. I'm so excited to get to know the team. I'm definitely someone who thrives in a kind of happy kind of family team environment, and I really think that this group of girls is going to give that, so I'm like really excited, and I'm so excited to like meet the Rhinos fans, and yeah, literally excited.
What does Sarah feel Liana will bring to a game?
Everyone knows Liana's an amazing coach, so why wouldn't you want to work under her? I also think there's so much to learn from different coaches and different teammates, and obviously who we have in the team, and yeah, just learning off that balance of people that are really, really experienced, youth, and I feel like I had a really good season last year, so I'm really excited to kind of build on that with Liana and the team.
Sarah's looking forward to being in the same side as Jeeva.
I mean, yeah, it's just amazing. Like, netball is like a small community. We all know who everyone is. So when players get announced like Jiva, you're just like, wow, to be in a team with someone that you've definitely looked up to is going to be amazing. Yeah, I'm so excited to meet with all the Defender girls and everyone on the team. Really, just really excited.
Jiva isn't the only Magpie joining Rhinos. Zoe Davies is also joining. So what's Jiva like as a teammate?
Just her experience and her leadership. Like, I got a really, really small taste of it as a training partner at Collingwood. But now to be actually working besides her, like, I just feel like you just get so much more energy from her. And just her experience in all different scenarios, I feel like going through netball, a lot of people kind of tend to go, oh, you know what you're doing. But we're still growing and learning. And I just feel like Jeeva's been through a lot of different teams, a lot of different players. She just knows how to manage people differently, but also knows how to work with them to get them to the best they can be. So that's pretty exciting.
And Zoe's been telling us more about her career in netball so far.
I didn't start netball until I was 15. So I played inline hockey. So I played ice hockey as a junior and then transferred over to inline. So I could skate before I could run. And then picked up netball at the age of 15 because my mum just loved it. And she was just an amazing coach and mentor for me. And then so pretty much I played just locally football netball leagues here. Just like domestic, and then I trialed for a state league team. I didn't get in, but they offered me a scholarship to train with them, and oh my god, hardest year of my life. I have never been, like, I was at the back of the pack running. It was just incredible, like, being in a country team 2 hours away from all of that. Like, you didn't know what elite professional netball was back in the regional. Like, you learned it all when you kind of got to your first drive. It was pretty crazy. And then I actually got cut from that team after scholarship, and I went and trialed somewhere else and ended up making a 19 under state league team and came captain, which was pretty special. We came third, and then actually got dropped from that team as well. They said that I should look at playing seniors. So I trialed for Div 1 and Champ, and it just wasn't a good feel. So I was looking for, like, a real family culture. So I ended up trialing for another club, got Div 1 as a goalkeeper. I was very short. Then got the opportunity to step up to the highest division championship, which is pretty special. But I was a bench player, so I really just wanted to try and get that court time to develop. So I ended up contacting a few clubs. Even the club I was at for scholarship, they were a very high-marked club, and I knew that they only took athletes that put in 100% and their fitness level was high. So I was like, I'm ready. Like, I've done the work, and I trialed for them, and they actually offered me a division below I was playing, and I was like, yep, I'll take it. If it means that I'm getting back into this, I'm going to do it. So then I took that path, and a girl ended up leaving the club, which opened up a championship division spot, and I ended up playing in the starting seven, and we won a couple of premierships, and that led me into playing under Nicole Richardson. So having the luck of her seeing me develop kind of helped with, then I went through Academy, Collingwood Academy, and after a year of being in there, they ended up offering me the training partner gig, and in that first year, I ended up debuting against the Giants, getting an opportunity against Gretel Bowetta at the Queensland Firebirds, and then also stepping on in their last game to get into finals against the Vixens, which was pretty crazy. And yeah, it's just kind of been a bit of a rollercoaster the last probably 2-3 years. Like, it's just gone from here to here to here. And it's kind of insane looking back where I was 5 years ago, because it was COVID times. We were all stuck indoors. We weren't doing anything. We didn't think anything was possible. And now thinking that I'm now going to be a professional netball player, it just blows my mind, like, that I've finally gotten to the dream that I've just always wanted to do after all these people going, no, no, no. Like, it's finally, I've finally gotten a yes.
Hi, I'm Jiva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Quad 1, Lightning vs Surrey Storm. Vic Burgess explained more about how they approach games.
For us, we're very big on our values and the way that we present ourselves with behaviours on the court. So being relentless and ruthless on the court. So that means in attack, being really aggressive towards the circle edge, now movement speed, change of direction, looking in nice and early. You know, we've got a really good target in there with Mary, but also being smart on the ball. So if there's nothing available on that forward, then making sure that we're smart to play it elsewhere and keeping that possession. So kind of smart in our attack and play, but also ruthless in our defensive play as well. So any loose balls are ours. And yeah, I think setting up some strategies to win ball against the opposition that we face. So looking at the shooting style, the style of attack that we might face and how we can counteract that. So more kind of problem solving in that area.
How much planning goes into each fixture? And is there such thing as a typical week?
I'll look at the opposition, you know, we'll start weeks in advance of just starting to clip out specific core areas if we feel like there's anything that we need to target nice and early. But yeah, well, say a general week for us would look like the first kind of 2-hour session of the week with PA before that, so performance analysis before that, we'll be looking at how we can reflect from the previous game. And then the rest of the week will be about planning for the next.
Nat Panagari is back for 2024. And we've been catching up with her ahead of the games this weekend.
It kind of just creeps up on you, I think. You know, it does kind of pop up. I think that's what we all really enjoy. We love training. We love getting excited for the seasons that are happening. So I just can't wait to step on the court on Saturday. I can't believe it's finally here. I think everyone does kind of start maybe a little bit frantic, a bit nervous. That's what happens, I think, at start of season. You can't start where you want to finish. You want to grow into it. So, but hopefully it'll be a good game on Saturday. I think it'll be a very physical one. I think it'll be a really good match.
That captaincy again is a bit of an honour, but you're a special team anyway.
Yeah, I think obviously it's an absolute privilege. I've just been saying about the captain role, but I think it's just you've got to always push yourself, not just kind of on the court, but off the court. And I think we get on so well here at Loughborough and we've definitely got that great bond.
Ella Clark's been sharing more about Lightning's team environment.
We have that team environment where we push each other to be better all the time, every day, day in, day out. We hold each other to higher standards, which I know a lot of clubs will do, but I think it really showed through our team environment and chemistry that brought out the best in people.
And how much is Ella looking forward to that opening fixture against Storm?
I think we're just ready and raring to go within that build-up and to go out as a team and defending champions. So, yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, I agree with Ella. It's really exciting. It's really nice to get some new faces in here. So lots of kind of fresh blood coming through, which is exciting. Lots of challenges.
Mickey Orson from Surrey Storm has shared her thoughts to us about her team and how they can continue to build upon last season.
All it is about all systems go and how we as a franchise find the extra 5% that we feel we need to take us from, you know, a semi-final, hopefully into a grand final. You know, the upward trajectory doesn't stop now just because, you know, we achieved a top four finals position. You know, the ball always moves forward and the status quo always changes. So next year it is absolutely all systems go on the mindset of how can we be better? You know, how can we find that added edge? How can we be a little bit more mentally robust because we know what to expect around that finals weekend now and we've felt that emotion. And yeah, how can we all individually improve an extra 1%? Because that's absolutely going to count towards the back end of next season.
What are some of Mickey's aims for the season ahead?
We want to come away from that final section with some silverware. And, you know, we've been really, really open and honest with that being our objective within the signing window for the athletes that are going to be part of our group. And I don't think we should fear that. That should be something that we're absolutely relishing in. So, yeah, that's the objective. That's the gauntlet that we've set down to the athletes. And we're really excited to get going.
What does she make of the opener against Lightning?
I think if you look at our first few fixtures in the round, we've definitely got a bit of a tough ride to kickstart the season. I think we have Loughborough and then we've got Pulse and then I think we've got Mavericks as well. So, yeah, look, you have to play everybody. It doesn't really matter when the fixtures fall. I think for us, you know, going against Loughborough first game of the season is a bit like nothing to lose, everything to gain. They're reigning champs and obviously with the powerhouse that is Mary Chulhock in their shooting end, you know, they are always going to be one of the strongest teams within this league. So yeah, I think for us it will be really positive to benchmark ourselves against the best this league has got to offer really early on, and then use that as an indication to sort of see where we're at and hopefully, you know, develop and grow as the season goes on until, you know, almost the beginning of July this year. It's a long old season.
Let's hear from Beth Dix, who returns to Storm.
If I'm honest, I was really excited that they wanted me back.
Beth shared more about the importance of having the support of a strong core.
A lot of people can tell you what to do, but they can't tell you how to do it. And those coaches up there are very good at breaking it down, looking at video, going over it, showing you where you're going wrong. And then they implement it into your training as well. Even now in my pre-season programs, all working towards little aspects of my game that I want to improve. And that's all from their breakdown from last year. So it's just incredible, really.
How did Ellie Gibbons feel 2023 season went?
We kind of knew it would be a season for building and developing. And I think we're at a point now where really good feel. It's a great, great bunch of girls. The coaches are awesome.
Frankie Wells from Stormers explained more about the unified approach.
The thing that we have all said, honestly, and we had a talk about it, was that there is no guarantee anyone is going to get a bid. It has to be a buy-in from anyone. So we have all bought in so well, and we've all said, listen, I am working my butt off until the end of the season when we get rest, because that is the only time to rest. We can't take it for granted any off days. We have to be working, because we are all just day by day, hour by hour, training session by training session, get on with it, get it done, and get towards that goal.
And Frankie's really pleased that the season opener is finally here.
I'm so excited, honestly. And do you know what? The league, from all the teams' announcements, just looks so exciting. We're seeing loads of new faces, loads of people who have been doing their years and wanted to get exposure. So I think, however the Super League will play out, people need to be watching it, because it is going to be a fun one to watch. I can't wait.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.